So that's how I know when a beer has wheat, when my mom makes a face. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, Aaron and I are finally finished unpacking in the new house and are getting all settled in. Things are starting to feel a lot more like home. So as a celebration for finally unpacking that final box, and I guess, you know, like getting engaged or whatever, we decided to brew a beer to celebrate. So this is going to be our fourth beer brewed together, and we're definitely getting more comfortable with changing beer recipes here and there to customize them to our own tastes. So today on the show, I want to talk about the grain portion of the brewing process. On this episode, I'm going to cover four grains often used in beer and what they do to that particular brew. So great to know as a brewer, even better to know as a beer drinker. So my goal is to have you simply look at the side of the can or on a brewery menu and start making some predictions on whether the beer you're looking at is going to be in your happy zone or not. So let's get going. Now, before we totally dive into the grains, I want to pause for a minute and chat about your beer happy zone. Now, maybe you know what that is, and maybe you don't. I really think that the single best thing that you just personally can do to improve your beer experience is to have a clearly defined realm that you can easily explain about what brings you joy in a glass of beer and what doesn't. If you need help getting there, hop on over to beerfeelings.com/guide, download the free craft beer tasting guide, and I'll help you out. I'll help you get there. But let's get on to grains. First and foremost, before we, I guess I said, let's dive in, and we're not diving in. I want to give credit where credit is due. A lot of my learning, just personal learning on the grain space, comes from The Complete Beer Course by Joshua Bernstein. So it's an amazing book. If you want to learn more about beer, check it out. I like it. It's easy to read, easy to learn from. So on to the actual episode for reals this time. I am not going to talk about barley or base malt on this episode, as it's pretty much used in all beers. What we are going to talk about together today are grains that get added into the grain bill to add to the beer. So technically, this does make them adjuncts, but I feel like that's a debate and a talk for another day. So starting with what I think is probably the most common add-in is wheat. Now, wheat as a grain is higher in protein, which I think the best way to describe what that does is that it gives beer some legs to stand on. So wheat is responsible for making beer feel a little thicker, a little heavier on your tongue. It's going to be a little cloudier. And then also it's going to have more foam. Now, because of the increased foam, a lot of times you'll see wheat-infused beers in larger glasses. And the whole goal there is just to give that foam some room. So we're not fighting against the beer. We're working with the beer. You're still going to get the same amount as someone that's ordering, I don't know, literally anything else. But wheat has a pretty distinct flavor, I think. Like, I wanted to describe it in a better way than with itself, but it tastes wheaty, kind of bready. But Hefeweizens, wit beers, all kind of live in this wheat universe. They for sure definitely are on the grainy side of the beer spectrum, which my mother does not like. So that's how I know when a beer has wheat, when my mom makes a face. So if you like wheat, you like what it does to a beer, you like kind of that extra protein, you like the mouthfeel, you like the foam, I want you to look for either Weizen, so Hefeweizen, things like that, Weiss, which is W-E-I-S-S, so Berliner Weiss, anything that says wit, or just straight up the word wheat. The grain in all of them should be pretty easy to spot. So moving on to our second grain is rice, which kind of is the opposite side of the spectrum from wheat. It really doesn't have much protein at all. Like if you think about a bowl of rice and the nutritional content, it's not much. It's just some carbs to fill you up. So rice, when you're brewing beer, is kind of used as a placeholder to prevent a beer from becoming like too much and keeping it nice and light and crisp. Now, I personally, like my new secret love of beers, like don't tell the Goza that I'm cheating on it, but my new love is the rice lager. I think it is just, it's so crushable. It's like a little sweet, but just that like light crisp. That is my poolside summertime beer of choice. Now, sometimes rice is the star of the show and brewers will straight up call it a rice lager, which yeah, love them. Love when they do that. But sometimes it's a little more hidden. But if you have identified that you like this lighter form of beer, you like rice in your beers, go ahead and ask your beer tender if they use rice in any of their recipes, and they should be able to tell you like, yes, no, or maybe make some other suggestions for you. So grain number three that we're going to talk about is corn. And I really want you to think about corn like rice's louder cousin. It's still put in there to kind of take up space and lighten up the body of a beer, but it's more flavorful than rice. It's going to add a little bit of sweetness in there. So it's not just like a filler, it's also a flavoring agent. Now, maybe I just personally haven't been looking that hard, but I really don't see brewers shouting from the rooftops things like, hey, we put corn in here. Low key, like a bunch of beers out there do have corn in them. They do. Now, originally corn was used kind of out of necessity as brewing in America began, really. The grains here that they started using were stronger than the grains back in the mother country, and corn was also just a really affordable ingredient to use. So that's why we still see a lot of macro beers are using corn to help with costs. Now, worth mentioning while I have you here, there are some beers that are all corn that are so far from the macro beer realm, corn filler universe, and like they belong in their own little special magical kingdom. So if you're ever in Denver, I want you guys to check out Dos Luces Brewing. They make some amazing corn-based brews. They're totally gluten-free. So grab a celiac or gluten intolerant friend and go check them out. So that's corn. Moving on to our fourth grain, it is oats. Now, this grain should be easier to find. It should be kind of like wheat because when brewers use oats, they do it because they're excited about what they bring to the table. So when you're drinking a beer that has oats in the grain bill, you should expect something that's silky and really smooth bodied. Most of the time, we're seeing oats in darker beers. And really, like, I don't know, when you think oats in a beer, I want you to think like seductress, dark, smooth, just like stealthy and sexy and great and wonderful. So like I need to get an oatmeal stout immediately. Halfpenny Brewing Company in Centennial, Colorado has one that's amazing. And that's what I want. So I'm getting too excited, which means I need to wrap up this episode. I hope you were able to learn a thing or two about grains. And most importantly, if you find one that you love, seek it out. And if you really don't like one of these grains at all, just avoid it. Easy as that. So that's it for this episode. I hope that you guys are having a great day and you continue to have a great day. And that no matter what you choose to do, you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers. We'll be right back.